USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will nominate Ohio's former top federal prosecutor to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Steve Dettelbach served as U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Ohio for 7 years after he was nominated by his Harvard Law School classmate, then-President Barack Obama. The ATF post has been vacant since the start of the Biden administration. A surprise visit by United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson in Kyiv, Ukraine, and some FaceTime with President Zelensky at a press conference.
And we will give you the support that you need, the economic support, but also, of course, the defensive military support, in which I am proud to say that the UK helped to lead the way.
Multi-billionaire Elon Musk says thanks, but no thanks to Twitter. Mr. Musk will not be joining Twitter's board of directors. USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
Drugs continue to pour across the border in record numbers.
And what's being described by Orange County, California, as its largest drug bust in about 16 years, authorities say they've recovered roughly 1,000 pounds of drugs after pulling over a minivan last month. According to a press release by the Orange County DA's office, Buena Park police recovered over 800 pounds of meth, nearly 190 pounds of cocaine, and about 20 pounds of fentanyl. Orange County DA Todd Spreitzer explains just how deadly fentanyl can be.
20 pounds that we recovered can kill half of New York City, half of Los Angeles, and Orange County, California, my county, 1.5 times. It's cheap, it's manufactured in China, it's imported and then processed in Mexico.
Tiger Woods wrapped up his 2022 Masters tournament by showing a little rust Sunday. He was tied for 47th place. USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Axiom Mission 1 are now aboard the International Space Station since Saturday, April 9th. It is the first mission with an entirely private crew to arrive at the orbiting laboratory. The spacecraft was flying about 260 miles above the central Atlantic Ocean when the ISS received the four astronauts. The docking was delayed about 45 minutes as the space station teams, including mission controllers at NASA and SpaceX, worked together to troubleshoot an issue preventing the crew members on the ISS from receiving views from the center line camera. As Russian troops regroup in eastern Ukraine, President Zelensky says the next few weeks will be as important as any in the war. Talking with CBS News, Zelensky says the world is changing, and who we will be on the other side is yet to be seen.
I think there is no big difference between Americans or Ukrainians, between people. There are people and there are somebody who are ready to fight and to take your life. Yes. That is the difference. I think so, that the world changed, and that's it. I just want to thank that for your support, and support, first of all, for people. Because all the people, all the nations, first of all, they push their leaders. It's not only about your country. It's about our country. It's about all the world.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.